Hello, this is AT&T Natural Voices. This is the best TTS I can find. The download is 2 CDs.
Now with my cable, I'm able to get...
of Twat Tech, coming at you once again from Work Sound Recorder EXE. This episode will be about Real Server or Helix Server and how to watch TV at work. First thing you're going to want to do is get a TV card with proper drivers installed. Go ahead and check the software that came with it and make sure you can change the channels and view everything okay. Next, you're going to want to download Helix Producer Plus and Helix Server. Sometimes you can kind of get them bundled together on peer-to-peer. Once you get it installed, take Real Server, the defaults on everything. We will be adding the config file directly, so you're not going to have to worry about initialization and configuration. Next, you will need to pick a port for the feed to come through. I use 8025. Try to pick a non-firewall port or non-standard firewall port. After you install Real Server, you'll find a file called rmserver.cfg. Then you'll need to set the local port. I picked 8080 for the HTTP port, basically for producer to connect to the server. Then what you want to configure in the configure file is the RTSP port. I use 25. That's actually the port that's going to be forwarded to the server. I'll have my config and everything and some screenshots possibly in the show notes. Once you have the config saved, then you'll need to start the binary. It's on the desktop, or you can go in the binary folder and run rmserver.exe. All you need to do now is set up the client side. This is the hard part. I found very little documentation about a year ago when I did this. Google skills were terrible. I don't know what it was, but I found it really difficult to finally get it set up the right way. When you first start Helix Producer, you'll see two windows. The left side is the original. The right side is the compressed or feed. First, you'll need to set up the device. Pick your sound card line as the line-in device, or audio device. You might even have an extra actual device in there just for the input of the card. Next, of course, you're going to want to pick the video device, being your TV card. Then you'll want to set up the feed. Click the server gray, like a little server gray box on the right side. It said add server destination. For the destination name, I put example TV. That's what's going to show up in the actual player that's going to stream across. For the stream name is going to be actually what it points to. So I use TV both in that example to not have any confusion on that part. Leave the broadcast mesh at default. Also, the server address is going to be the IP address, localhost, or the host name of the server that's running the Helix server. In this case, it's going to be localhost, of course. Then you're going to leave the path blank. That's if you want to bury it deeper inside of where it's already buried in. The port is going to be the HTTP port you set up in the RM server com file. I use 8080 in my example. And also I use UDP, which is plain UDP, no UDP, and TCP. Then of course your admin and whatever the password. Key being the word admin and your password. Don't put administrator or anything like that. Whatever you put it in when you first install. Click OK. Now what you have to do is set up the audiences. Basically, what's going to do is set up the different kinds of feeds that are actually going out, the different types. I have 30K up on DSL. I'll use the lowest quality sound, and then at 100 kilobits. You can use some of the default ones to start off, and then kind of go from there. And for the video codec, I use Real Video 9. You might want to change it to 8 for compatibility, mess around with those settings. For the other older, like, your codec packs and your Media Player Classics, that type of stuff. After you set the audience up, you'll need to click Encode. Once it's done, it's going to say Initializing, then Broadcasting. If it says Reconnecting, then you know you set up either the server wrong or the client wrong. Client being Real Producer. Now you just have to set up, try and check this feed out locally. First off, you want to use a Real Player, the hardcore Real Player, or try to use it somewhere on your LAN, just to make sure it's not like a compatibility issue or a codec issue. You want to do rstp:// localhost, or the host name of the server running, and then colon the port /broadcast/ the name or target of the feed, which in our example is /broadcast/TV. Everything's under /broadcast by default. Now, you should hear sound first, and then the video will sync up. So once you get it working locally, which is the hard part, all you have to do is be able to change the channel, of course. Then you're going to want to do, it's kind of tricky with mine, I had to change it quickly using the number pad and press enter within like a second, or for some reason it refreshes to the channel that I was already on, or actually channel 4. I did manage to find a channel changer. It's the ASP script for IIS, but I didn't want to have IIS installed and get owned, and the install that I did was actually an install, Google install, which I like to call Google installs. Basically, when you install something and whatever files you're missing, you just Google. And I ended up with like a half Japanese install. But anyways, now all you need to do is forward the right port and get yourself a Dynamic IP or an OIP DNS forward, and you're set. Again, the show notes will be posted. The sound, I like to put all the way down. That way I can have the video look a little bit better. But depending on if you're listening to music that's especially high-pitched, it's going to sound like Christmas poo, and it's going to be quite annoying after a while. So no watching MTV on a crappy connection. That concludes this episode of Twat Tech. My name is Operator. My site again is rmccurdy.com. See you guys in Nashville. Bye.